I'm Oscar Batuman, new citrus pathologist here at the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center in Immokalee.
You talked about control of a variety of foliar fungal diseases and citrus canker, and there were some common ground in there. Integrated pest management and copper work to help control all of those, correct?
It's correct, yes. The message that I wanted to deliver, that with the integrated pest management strategies, we can, you know, combine cultural, chemical, and other knowledge-based information and combat with these pathogens. And the fungal diseases that I talk today, they are all can be controlled with copper and strobilurin fungicides. And by rotating this chemistry, we can definitely control multiple pathogens at almost same time. The key is here knowing the inoculum sources, reducing the inoculum, do the application timely.
And with the copper, for instance, it's a protectant. You noted you can't apply it after the symptoms are already there. You got to be ahead of the game.
Absolutely. That's the key with the copper. Copper is protectant, so it has to be protecting your tissue that is vulnerable to this pathogen. So before pathogen arrives, copper has to be there.
And on integrated pest management, one thing I found interesting, you said the CHIMA concept that people have been using and referring to for psyllid control for HLB is also very effective in integrated pest management to use a regional basis.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that the CHIMA exists here in Florida and they are coordinating, they are focused and acting together. This is for psyllid and HLB control, but it's easily extended to citrus black spot, for instance. It's spreading exotic new disease. So this CHIMA, people can communicate each other and exchange information and timing of spray. They can use this IPM, they can establish IPM for these fungal diseases that we talk today.
Just what are some of the key elements of an IPM program? I know you start with healthy stock.
The key aspects of IPM is first, avoidance, of course, not to bring the pathogen into your grow. And as you mentioned, starting with the clean material is another rule of thumb. And growers are doing this great, and the nurserymen here, they are doing great job, so I have no question on that. But we have to remind people to start clean. Avoid bringing the pathogen. And third, you have to correctly identify the pathogen that is hurting you. You have to know their disease cycle, how they survive in your grow, where is the inoculum sources, where are they coming from, and when they are coming from. If you know this information, you can come up with really effective solution. And this, it can be combined in integrated pest management strategy, which is clearly, as it sounds, there is no silver bullet. You have to combine known cultural practices, chemical control, chemicals are part of the IPM, so you have to, consider using it when it's necessary. So if we know the pathogen, I think the control is much easier. And we have to reduce the inoculum. We have to follow, watch for the pest. We have to regularly visit our grow and be on watch to see when these pathogens are arriving. Take an action timely, not to wait to build up when it's too late.
That's all my questions. Anything you're burning to add?
I am pleased to see that growers are really, really doing a great job. They are open to new ideas, and they are using all their resources very effectively. As you probably agree that difficult times, and we have so limited resources, but growers, I'm pleased to see that they are open to new ideas, and they are using their knowledge very well. I'm very pleased to see that.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.